I did national service because it was the era in which one was required to do that anyway, and I was called up in 1948. I did some basic training down at Shorncliffe near Folkestone with the Buffs, the East Kent Regiment, which still has a fond place in my memory. The Buffs, not the training at Shorncliffe. But I was picked out then to go for officer training. And so I didn't spend very long in Folkestone, and I was then went up to Eden Hall near Chester. It was decided I would go into the Education Corps, I can't really think why. And so, having spent 6 months up in near Chester, I moved down to Bodmin in Devon to complete my basic training. When I was commissioned after my basic training, I was posted to Egypt, and I served for 5 months in Tel El Kebir. Tel El Kebir has a historical resonance, and there was a battle of Tel El Kebir in 1882, and it was the last battle in which the British Army in fact wore red coats. I actually did a project when I was there, being a schoolie. I wanted to do a project on the Battle of Tel El Kebir because I was interested anyway in military history, and the local English language newspaper was in publication in the 1880s, and so I thought, well, I'll go up to their offices in Cairo and I'll see if I can look through the archives. I arrived, they said, come in, welcome to me, you're very welcome to have a look through the archives, but we're not sure if we've got them. I said, well, how come you're not sure? Oh, well, the Arab League drove a car loaded with explosives into our courtyard a week or so ago and just detonated it where it stood, and we're not sure whether some of our archives survived. I got to the dizzying height of lieutenant. Embarrassing in a way. Going back a step, I was christened by my grandfather, who was a Congregational minister. I came from a long line of Congregational ministers, which my father broke into and broke away from. My parents wanted me to be christened Michael, but I was christened by my grandfather and decided I was an Anderson, therefore I was a John. So my grandfather christened me John Michael Alexander, with initials MAJ full stop. When I was travelling, going out to my first posting by sea or whatever, all the communication messages said MAJ full stop Anderson. And we couldn't understand why we were met, because I was married, we were married by then. I couldn't understand why we'd been met by the manager of the plant or installation or branch or whatever. It's because they misunderstood that I wasn't actually a major.